Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kadesha King. If you say that you do not know how to concentrate for any reason whatsoever, and that this is why you cannot move to deeper states of meditation, you are lying. You may not be fully aware, although you are always aware at some level, that you are lying, since your lie to yourself may be very convincing and may be tied to some strong attachment to ego or an ego-based identity or story. But I am here to tell you that if you wish to progress in any way down this path, you must stop lying, especially to yourself, since you will need to become completely honest if you wish to gain self-realization in this lifetime. While some of you may still think that yamas and niyamas are some moral code of conduct to live by that reflects some social or religious values of any kind, always remember that there is no judgment or merit in any yoga practices or traits that you develop. Just the simple acknowledgement that only certain things will create the opening to get you to your goal. And stealing things, tangible or intangible, and lying to yourself or others to protect your ego, for example, means that you are attached to an illusion of one form or another, and this will definitely prevent you from seeing and living in the truth that you seek, which will also prevent you from seeing your true self and the world as it is in order to transcend it. It's just that simple. I could go on about this, but I will leave this there for now. One lie that I have noticed that many people often tell themselves is that they lack the ability to concentrate effectively, when the fact that they are even able to worry about not focusing or able to string together a sentence long enough to process a thought or even have a conversation in the first place is a form of concentration itself. Now, again, those who say this may be lying because they are unaware, to a certain degree, but not fully, that they are doing the thing that they say that they cannot, but the outcome is still the same nonetheless. It is a lie that anyone lacks the ability to effectively concentrate. Yes, even those who are labeled with conditions that say anything to the contrary. A good question to ask when this fib is uttered is, what is gained and for whom from telling this lie in the first place? While the example of being able to hold a conversation or to worry about one thing or another may be a weakened form of concentration, and there are many examples that I could use here, these examples are still concentration nonetheless. And the simpler we make this, the easier it is for you to understand. Concentration is simply directing your attention to something. And all humans do it all the time until they have developed the skill of pure being, which transcends concentration. You are wired to concentrate in order to function and survive in the world that appears with distinctions and operates on the principles of cause and effect. And you would not be alive today if you lacked the ability entirely. Society may label you one way or another depending on what you concentrate on at any given moment, but this does not mean that you are not concentrating at all when you are not concentrating on what you are told by others to concentrate on. While it may be more accurate to state that you need to develop practice in concentrating effectively and consciously, or for longer periods of time, or on things that may not be pleasurable in the moment, or on things that may seem boring or irrelevant to you personally, and we're talking about your personal ego identity, You cannot say that you do not know how to concentrate because all humans naturally do and do know how to concentrate. So, the next question is, if everyone already knows how to concentrate, how does one develop the skill of effectively concentrating in order to master the ability to focus single-pointedly and then graduate to meditation and then to samadhi? If, of course, you intend to journey on the Eightfold Path to gain freedom in the world and not just to develop basic focus to remain attached to gaining greater ability to hoard pleasure and to avoid pain to strengthen your attachment in the world. And the simple answer is to use your conscious awareness to guide your mind to attention. First, become aware of your thoughts and how you are feeling as you think them. Pay attention without attachment. Start gradually if you did not develop the skill of deep concentration as a child or during your older years. And start with things that you like to think about if you have an aversion to anything that is not exciting or pleasurable. But please make sure that if you choose to do it that way, to go down that route of focusing on something that you like, something that's exciting or pleasurable to you, that you are only paying attention and looking and not becoming attached. You're not fabricating stories that you become attached to without becoming aware that you are doing so if you choose to go that route. Look neutrally. If you're serious, otherwise just do it for fun, I guess. But if you're really serious about going down this path and advancing in any way, you really do have to gain mastery, which means you have to have the ability to see neutrally and clearly. Both yourself observing and what you are observing. Another way that we discussed before, and there are a million ways, many of which we have already discussed because some of the previous sutras did touch upon these things. And I'm sure that your creative brain can think of many examples for yourself once you understand the basic principles here and it truly sinks in. Is to simply focus on maintaining your peace of mind. If you simply keep peace of mind as your primary focus to start out, then you will naturally come up with the mental strategies that keep you course correcting long enough to hold on to the state of mind and being known as concentration for longer and longer periods of time. With applied effort, or just doing the thing more and more often, which that's what effort is, you will improve, and then you will be able to move on to different things and more subtler objects or subjects of focus. Once you have practiced enough, you will gain the skill of weakening your mental modifications and then gradually develop greater awareness itself, as Patanjali states. This achieves clarity and balance that has no distinction between the quote, knower, knowable, and knowledge, unquote, which means you will gradually become aware of yourself on the required deeper level that you need for higher states of consciousness. This will then allow you to graduate to deeper meditation, of which the, quote, culmination, unquote, is samadhi.